Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we celebrate the birth of our Lord. Merry Christmas to each and every one as we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We are in chapter 6 today with verses 14 through 17. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one finds a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine. Those who fear God will find them. Those who fear the Lord enjoy stable friendship. For as they are, so will their neighbors be. This was one of the scriptures we chose for our wedding. Hard not to write about the thoughts and emotions we felt when we both came full circle in a relationship of prayer. You see, we both prayed for one another before we met, asking the Lord for divine grace in a spouse seeking to share salvation as the joy of being married is one. If you read through scripture, the Lord tells us to become one with our spouse. Two people become one in the Lord's truth and seek to accomplish all in Him. We call it living God first, reminding the world that all else will fall into place, guaranteed. Why we joined names as one to show our love of God in all things. Today we share the birth of our Lord as a baby, knowing as the three wise men that He was the Savior of the world. Everything about today's scripture describes my soulmate in Christ, Jesus, Antonia Cruz Wiggins. Merry Christmas, my love. My song today completes us as one in Christ Jesus. I hope others find their way to heaven by calling on God first, knowing His redemption firsthand. Amen. Join me in our daily song that we've been writing lately, but today's song comes from the study of Sirach 6, verses 14 through 17, and its title says it all, Faithful Friend, Sturdy Shelter. In this journey of life through highs and lows, there's a treasure so rare, a friendship that grows like a shelter so sturdy. It stands firm and tall. Through thick and thin, it never lets us fall. Faithful friends, like a shelter so strong, they're beyond price. They'll never steer us wrong. In times of need, they're our guiding light. Together, we'll face every challenge with all our might. Through storms and hardships, they're always there. A comforting presence, showing they care. In laughter and tears, they lend a helping hand, a bond so precious we'll forever understand. Faithful friends, like a shelter so strong, they're beyond price, they'll never steer us wrong. In times of need, they're our guiding light. Together we'll face every challenge with all our might. And as we journey on, we find something divine, a love so pure, a union so fine, for God becomes our spouse, our eternal guide, in every moment walking right by our side. With God as our spouse, we'll never be alone, a love so profound in our hearts it's known, through faith and devotion we'll forever abide. In God's embrace, our souls will forever reside. Faithful friends, like a shelter so strong, they're beyond price. They'll never steer us wrong. In times of need, they're our guiding light. Together, we'll face every challenge with all our might. So let us cherish these faithful friends we find, and let God be our spouse, the love of divine. With friendship and faith, we'll conquer life's quest. With sturdy shelter and God's love, we're truly blessed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer today. The Lord came to life today in a birth so divine, and people came from all over just to make sure they had an opportunity to see the Savior amongst the truly oppressed. And at some point in the Savior's life, he gave us the command, and then we formed divine teaching and dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, deliver us from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days. And by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts them. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 6. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Treasure Find, Friend Divine. Shelter Sturdy, Friend Faithful. Treasure find, friend divine. No price equals tasteful, worth theirs eternally sublime. They are medicine for saving life, God-fearing friends challenge strife. The Lord fear creates stable friends of grace. They're also neighbors without haste. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz-Wiggins. It's December 25th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little later this morning doing some present wrapping, as I normally do each year in the morning of Christmas. And looking forward to sharing our presents this morning together. And having a big surprise for my beautiful wife. And I hope that she enjoys it with all her heart as I continue to share my love with her and thank her for being a part of our divine oneness in the Lord. Amen. Let us close today at 8:44 in the name of Jesus, as we often do. As my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, I hope you enjoyed your Christmas this morning. As we say, God bless you and continue to lift you up. Our good friends John and Marie, we bless them each morning with blessings, and we close in Johnny's honor, calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you and Merry Christmas. Amen. In Jesus' name.